You're listening to Entering the Sea of Wisdom with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Shefa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he presents the Torah of the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, focusing on a new conceptual and therapeutic aspect of his teachings every week.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, what we're going to try and do is look at a sugya in the writings of Rav Shmuel Ehrenfeld Shlita, who is the Talmud Mufak of Rav Itcher Meir, who we've quoted his writings before, and we understand that everything he says is b'chazaka, that it's from the Rebbe, whether it's written or not. Rav Shmuel is mamish a tzaddik b'fnei atzmo, and what he says comes directly from the mouth of the Rebbe. And just to be makdim a little bit, it's a technical hakdama, but the technicalities are worthy, meaning even without holding in the technicalities, to uncover this nekuda. This was the nekuda that I saw. I saw this sefer came out maybe 6-7 years ago, and I was so excited by this teaching that I translated it in English just because I felt like something had to happen with this teaching because it was so fundamentally clear, its importance. But there's stiros within the Arizal, with regards to where Malchus is oiled to. Malchus, as we know, represents the lowest expression of godliness in this world. But because it's the lowest, it's also the most significant. It's what we refer to as Shechina. It's what we refer to as our experience in this world and our relationship with godliness. And so we know that in Galus, Malchus is Yored. The way that Malchus was Yored famously on the fourth day of creation, Levana, or in Rosh Chodesh, or just out of Rosh Chodesh, Levana came. Because at that point in the idealized form of existence, at that point the Shemesh and the Levana were equalized. The masculine expression of Zer Anpin, the Midos, the Torah, was identified with the same valence and the same value of Malchus, which is the Levana and Tefillah. And so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Levana is that, okay, Taka, you're right, it can't be Shnei Malachim HaMashamshim B'Keser Echad, Leichu Ma'ati Asatzmecha. So what the Tzaddikim and Ishbitz and Radzin always like to point out is that Hashem does not diminish the moon on his own. Hashem gives a suggestion to the moon to diminish itself, because the secret of Malchus and the secret of the Bittul that's associated with Malchus is the decision to make oneself smaller. It's not being forced to make oneself smaller. It's not being made smaller by anybody else. It's the decision, the Mesiris Nefesh, to make oneself smaller. And as a result of that, in this series of not unfortunate events, but mishaps and deliberate mishaps that developed into the existence as we know it, Malchus found itself cast out even from the world of Atzilus into the worlds of separation. And the whole Seder of the Arizal, all of Shaar HaKavanos, is built upon our relationship with Malchus, elevating Malchus out of the three worlds of separation, which takes place when the Tzaddikim get up by Tikkun Chatzos, and they start doing the Tikkun of Leah and Rachel, and then by Shacharis, it's already time to bring Malchus back in to all of Atzilus, which is all the Zivugim and the Yechudim of all of the different Tfilos. In Korbanos, a person brings it into Olam Asiya. In Pesukei Gezimra, it's Olam Yetzira. In Kriyat Shema and the Brachos, it's Olam Abriya. In Shemayin Esrei, it's Atzilus. Tachanun is getting to the highest point possible. But really, at Sim Shalom, there's a Yichud between the Shemesh and the Levana, between Zer Anpin and Nukva, that is Megala, a new or. So there's a discussion in the Ari in numerous places as to where the loftiest ascendance of Malchus is, meaning the thing that we associate our soul with. How high does it actually go? So there's a machlokes as to where the highest point is. Some say it is Mincha on Shabbos, and other Makoris seem to imply that it's Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. As we know from the Arizal, the mikvah is a hamshach of the Or of Keser, it's the Shar Hanun, it's the place of not knowing. And we find the only other place where that light is revealed is in the Aliyah of Malchus and Zer Anpin by Rava Deravin, where it goes up to the Yud Gimel Tikkunei Dikna, at which point the Zion Tachtoinim of Atik are Mislabish in Tikkunei Dikna. So what that means for us is as follows. There seems to be an implication that La'asid Lavo, Malchus is going to be Oyla to Atik. We discussed Atik. Atik is Tainug. Atik is absolute pleasure. Atik is the full grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. It's the higher level of Keser. But that's not really hinted to at any point in time in the writings of the Arizal. What we find in Shavuos is that Malchus is Oyla to Arach Anpin. And like we said in the story that we told, the Rebbe gave an example of how do we interact with these two types of keser, atik and arich. Atik is the inside of the experience, and arich is the surrounding part of the experience. Because keser, like we said, has to be comprised of both. It has to be part of it connected to that which is above, and part of it which is connected to below. Atik is the lowest of the highest. It's the ani of the elyon, the bechina of ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's atik. It's the lowest of the higher world. And arich is the highest of the lower world. It's the aspect of ayin. And what we find on Shavuos is that we don't go up to Atik. We go up to Arich. We don't go up to the place of Tainug. We don't go up to the place of pure unity. We only stop at Arich. Because like the Rebbe said, that the feeling of Oineg, the feeling of Atik is the feeling that there's nothing that I need to do. I don't need to go anywhere. I don't need to do anything to fix things. Everything is fixed right here, right now. The feeling of Arich is I have to be miyageya. I have to do the work. So the question is, on Shavuos, why do we find ourselves going up only to Arich and not to Atik? Fair? Seder. So what I want to do is I want to really focus on the language. I want to focus on the language of Rav Shmuel over here and to understand. And he says he saw this in the writings of the Am HaChachma, meaning maybe unwritten writings of his own perhaps, or writings that he recorded from the Rebbe. But there's a secret here as to why on Shavuos specifically we stop at Arech Anpin and we don't go up to Atik. And what Rav Shmuel is going to explain is really that Within Arich, even though Arich is not the highest level of what we can grasp, within Arich is hidden something called the Yesod Da'atik. Yesod Da'atik. And what Yesod Da'atik is the feeling of the pleasure of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning to say, in the lower level, it's not that we don't have access to the higher level. The truth of the matter is, always B'Kedusha, the higher levels are engarbed within the lower levels, which means the interiority of the lower levels, if you dig deep enough, you uncover the higher levels. So when a person finds themselves in Arech Anpin, and this is based on the Leshem Shuva V'Chaloma and the Gra, what a person comes to find is something referred to as Yesod Da'atik. And we're going to see exactly what this means. But what we come across is that in truth, even though Arech Anpin, what we reach on Shavuos, is not the Shoyrish of Tainug, within Arech Anpin, hidden within it, is a Shoyrish of Tainug. And so what Rav Shmuel is going to be masbir here is as follows, is that there is Yichud, which brings with it all of the synonyms of experience, full experience, total pleasure, annihilation of the self, where I find myself completely subsumed within the light of godliness. That's the Tainug of Atik. And then you have the world of Arech Anpin, which is the Chuka, which is the yearning for the Tainug. Like we said, it's the desire to get onto the bus, even though I'm not on the bus yet. I'm running after the bus. And so what Rav Shmuel, in the name of the Rebbe, is being masbir is that even though on Shavuos we only reach Arech Anpin, which is not a place of pleasure, rather it's a place of yearning, nevertheless, what we're encountering on Shavuos is the secret of Yesod Da'atik, the secret of pleasure that rests hidden within Arech Anpin, which is the desire towards pleasure. And so instead of identifying Shavuos as the full expression or a consummation of pleasure, of a full moment of reaching some absolute state of bittul, where everything is said and done and I feel exactly what I should be feeling, we find ourselves in a state of arrested development at the second to last level, which is not the experience of pleasure, but rather we're still in a state of desiring that pleasure. But where Shmuel is pointing out in the name of the Rebbe is that the secret of Shavuos is that hidden within the desire towards pleasure is an access to the pleasure itself of Yesod Da'atik that's Mislabesh in the Reish of Arech Anpin. So it turns out that the access that we have on Shavuos is the Darga of Arich, which is referred to as a place of Hamtanas HaYichud. It's the place of patience prior to a unification. It's that point of still desiring a unification, knowing that the unification is right in the grasp of my hands, but nevertheless remaining in the place of patience prior to the unification, because the patience, the hamtana sayichud, the saying no to oneself prior to entering into that place of pure unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or any type of experience, while the pure pleasure is the highest level, there's a certain hidden pleasure that's hidden within the waiting towards pleasure, hamtana sayichud, the anticipation of pleasure, that provides perhaps an even higher level of experience than the consummation on the level of Atik actually offers. And this is referred to as the aura of Hamtana Sayichud, the light of patience. And what Rav Shmuel is going to do is he's going to align this. So if we have the actual experience of pleasure, which is Atik, and the patience prior to the experience of pleasure, Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch, which is Arich, and on Shavuos we're celebrating the point of pleasure of Yisoid Da'atik that's Mislabish within Arich, which is the pleasure that's found within the anticipation towards pleasure, in spite of the fact that I haven't arrived at pleasure yet, we're going to see that these two synonyms of not arriving and arriving are also going to be associated with the typical binaries that we see in Kedusha. Atik is going to be associated with a full grasp of being fully present, of experiencing the klal and everything being light. And Arich represents the place of not being present, of waiting, of anticipating. It represents the prat, it represents distinction, it represents the descent into disorder. And so what we're going to find is that the Torah HaKadosha, the celebration of the Torah, is a celebration of the Yesoid Da'atik that's Mislabish in the Rosh of Arich, which is the secret of pleasure that is folded into the anticipation towards pleasure, where the anticipation itself provides a certain sense of pleasure that's even greater. That's even greater than the consummation of pleasure itself. Now this, lo aleinu, is something that if you ask anybody, you know, from the space of work that I've worked in, if you ask anybody in a space of addiction, God forbid, you see this in what we might describe as suffering as well, that if you ask someone what's more powerful in the experience, if it's the culmination of experiencing the joy or the pleasure that I'm chasing after the substance, or is the true high or the dopamine expression going to be found in the anticipation? And what any addict or alcoholic will tell you, b'derech klal, is that it's the anticipation towards the relief that the substance offers that is always more powerful than the actual relief. Because the act of pleasure, atik, any act of consummation, in spite of the fact that it provides some moment of pleasure, of yichud, of hasaga, nevertheless, it also leads to a semblance of disappointment because the expectations of human beings are so lofty that reality can't live up to it. And so therefore, there's a certain joy inherent within the anticipation towards pleasure, where the imagination of what it would mean to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a full way, prior to actually connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a full way, that provides a deeper expression of pleasure.
Mamish,
it's about everything in life. It's the anticipation, right? It's that moment before the actual thing happens.
And that applies also here?
It applies to the secret of Matan Torah.
It's
the secret of Matan Torah. It's Svirasa Omer as well. But Rabbi Nosson says also, what's Shar Hanun? What's Keser? Keser is Hamtein. Keser is Kater Lizair. What a person is Zoychetu, the Ari says, the most halig thing a person can do is to be Tovel B'mikvah B'ashmuras HaBoker on Leil Shavuos. Because we're ready to be Mezavig between Kud Shabrichu V'Shchinte. And Zakt Rabbi Nosson, what's the Kavana there? A person should pay attention to being patient. Being patient, waiting for something to happen. We've just counted 49 days to arrive at the apex of experience. Exactly. It's waiting. That's where the pleasure is. The pleasure of Keser is hidden within the capacity to say hamtain to oneself, to create the boundary of that natural desire to run forth beyond ourselves and to set ourselves firmly in place and to experience kind of the grounding of oneself and the saying, I won't go further right now. This is what the Shem Yishmuel says. Before we go into the writings, Shem Yishmuel asks a question. He says, we see by the Umas HaOlam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them and said, do you want the Torah or not? And each of the nations says what's written in it. And it said the polar opposite of their essence, whether it was murder, whether it was Gilei Arayos, it was the polar opposite. And we're told that this took place for every nation as well. So Zakt Shem Yishmuel, there's going to be a claim that the nations of the world have on the Jewish people because they didn't get tested in this area. We never find that Hashem says to the Jewish people the very opposite of their tendency prior to the receiving of the Torah. Zakt Shem Yishmuel, in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, that's not true. We do see it. As Bnei Yisrael get closer to Har Sinai, we see, wait for 3 days. Hamtein. Don't go any further. Shloshi Simei HaGvala. Be magvil yourselves. Don't follow the natural proclivity of your heart. Don't follow the natural desire that is burning in your heart towards dveikus like Nadav and Avihu. But rather, hold yourself back. And that goes against the very kernel of what the Yiddish Yanashama wants, which is dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that secret of Hamtein was our willingness to be Moser Nefesh and to say, Hashem, you know what? We're not going to rush in as quickly as possible. We're going to learn the secret of Hamtana. And not only that, but the Shlosh HaSimei HaGvala is not just a preparation for Shavuos, it's the Gantz Inyan of Shavuos. It's a secret of learning to find pleasure within the waiting. to find the secret of something arriving even prior to its arrival. So let's look at the words themselves. B'klalos ha'inyan hu, and the general concept is as follows. The Zos know that it's known, d'ikr oineg ha'yichud v'sha'ashuei ha'emuna, that the essence of the pleasure of unity, as well as the playfulness of emuna that takes place within the self, hu ba'atik, shuhu tsoid ha'shra'a. It operates in the place of atik, which is the secret of presence. Hashra'a, where something is fully present right here, right now. Va'amnan arich anpin, afal gav de'ika beinami yichud, meaning arich anpin is avada. For most people, it's the highest level we ever talk about. But in avada, there's a yichud there also, but in relationship to atik, the yichud of arich anpin is not considered a full yichud. Shaharehu b'chinas ha-keser da'atzilas shesham nivchan ha-bitl gomer. It's still considered the keser of atzilas, because like we said, arich is the keser of the lower worlds, and arich is the atik is the malchus of the higher worlds, and both of them combined create the full expression of keser, the lowest of the upper and the upper of the lowest. And so even though arich is mamish still a yichud, nevertheless, mikol makom ha-yichud d'ikabei, the yichud that one encounters in the experience of desire, in the experience of arich anpin, k'loy choshev l'erech goydel haflagas ha'oineg d'yichud d'atik shesham daika hu amisas hashra. In comparison to the truthful pleasure of hashra, of presence, that's found in the level of atik, then the pleasure experienced at the level of arich is not considered a yichud at all. V'ha'ikr ba'arich anpin, and in truth, in relationship to atik, the essence of arich anpin, hu rak ha'ratzon v'lo ha'oneg. It's desire, it's yearning towards something, as opposed to pleasure. D'mishtoikik v'chayfetz mitzapa el ha'yichud ha'amiti. That there's a yearning and a desire and an anticipation towards the truthful unity. Aval ha'yichud ha'amiti atzmo eino sham el ha'atik. But in truth, the fundamental expression of unity is not found in Arich, it's only in Atik. And v'hine gam mi shekvar zachar la'alois l'b'chinas ha'bitl da'arich. Even once a person has allowed themselves to ascend to that place of ratzon, of rava deravin, of a true connection of desire prior to the full experience, lo yuchal lavoy miyad b'shar ha'melech la'alois la'ashuras ha'yichad da'atik. A person who comes to a place of Arich is not able to run forward into the place of Atik. It's not enough to have a Ratzon for something and then to immediately satisfy the Ratzon for that thing. This applies to any area in one's life. The secret is to cultivate a desire and to learn the capacity to be patient prior to the fulfillment of that desire. And with that patience, to allow the yearning for the desire to grow, and then in the proper way to allow that unification to take place. The fisha bebchinas hakeser, because in truth, by arich anpin, at the aspect of keser, oimir mloy hatem, we say, wait, be patient. K'mevur b'sefer hakadosh l'kutei Maharan, as it's said in l'kutei Maharan in Torah Vav, ki keser lashon hamtana, that keser is the secret of patience. Why? K'mesh amru chazal, based on the pasuk in Iyov in Yoma lamed chaf, lamed ches, amed beis, which is haba l'tayir mesayin lo. Somebody wants to come and do tshuva, they help him out from above. So what's the mashal that Chazal give for this secret help that comes from heaven in one's desire to move closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mashal le'echad shabal l'knoit apar simon v'aymrim le'hantein. Someone comes to the shuk and they want to buy an apar simon, and they're told by the store owner to wait. That's the secret of tshuva. V'zeh b'chinas keser, and this is the aspect of keser, k'moy shekosov keser li ze'ir v'achovech. Like the Pasuk in Iyov says, Kasar means to wait. So we see that in spite of the fact that Kesar on the Darga of Atik is typically associated with pure pleasure and unification, nevertheless, there's still an aspect of yearning and desire. And see there further in Torah Chavdalid, V'nimtza, what we find is, Ki ba'alois la'arach anpin, when we ascend to arach anpin, oimrim lam hantein. We say, wait. Ad she yegia zman geulaso she ad yizke la alois liros liois David b'madrig hazay yichud. The place of arich is a place of anticipation of the yichud. It's a ratzon. It's a cultivation of desire, and desire grows specifically when it's not satisfied. It's the hunger that grows and yearns for something that is not yet present. V'hine b'toich ze hazman dehamtanas ayichud, and in the moment of this time of patience prior to unification, of the not yet there, but also almost right there. Yimse shetekatzer nafsho alav miriboy hazman b'koyved hamtana. What a person will find very often is an impatience that suffocates the soul as the result of the extensive time and heaviness of the process of patience and the process of waiting. As matay yagiyu, we're always wondering, when is it going to come? When is it going to come? V'nimtzei sahamtana hoifechas alav l'maisa. And so it turns out that, yeah, fine, maybe at the level of arech, there's a certain level of patience, but as a human being, this is very quickly going to become a burden for me. Ad sheyuchol lama'es beratzonu lipo l'yeyush chas v'shalom. To the extent that a person who doesn't know how to cultivate desire properly and to wait in that place prior to the unification itself, a person can, God forbid, fall into a place of hopelessness and despair. V'az chas v'shalom ki yipol hanoifel achman alatzan, and then everything falls apart. The amnan ha'etza yu'utzahi. What's the etza? What does a person do when they find themselves in that stage of patience prior to unification, of waiting for that thing which we've wanted for so long, of davening for that thing we've wanted for so long, typically living our lives with a frustration that the thing we want so badly has yet to arrive? How does one cultivate the mindset and the moichin to live in that place prior to the arrival with a sense of hashra and a sense of mindful awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The secret is shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. That a person should cultivate the mindset that in this place, prior to the utter unification, prior to the coming of Mashiach, in the long, elongated process of achakelo b'chol yom shayavo, v'afal pishi et mameya, all of this hamtein and the hamtein and the hamtein, all of it, the secret is to focus on the Shem Havaya that is hidden within the hamtein as well. Because as we saw, the yisoid da'atik, the shayrish of pleasure, is in truth hidden within the hamtana sayichud. It's hidden within the patience prior to pleasure. Sheyimsor nafsho be'emuna al zeh ha'amtana. A person has to be moiser nefesh with an emuna that even though the thing I want has not yet arrived, I believe with full and complete faith that in my waiting for this thing to arrive, I can still experience that thing even though it hasn't arrived yet. Bebechinas ha'mesirus nefesh ha'sharasha ba'arach hanpin. In the aspect of mesirus nefesh whose roots are found in arach hanpin. V'lo od. And not only that, ela sheyis anig al etzem ha'amtana. A person has to uncover the secret of pleasure that rests hidden within the very opposite of pleasure, which is the anticipation towards pleasure, to encounter that experience of not yet reaching the goal and learning to settle and feel the desire and feel the tshuka that I have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to my loved ones, to connect to myself in ways that I know I want to, yet I haven't yet been able to. Instead of carrying around the burden and the tzabrachenkeit of all of it, we should learn to find a certain type of pleasure within the very essence of waiting. And when I learn to celebrate the waiting and the anticipation prior to the arrival, the anticipation becomes the arrival, and I come to realize that even though I've been running to catch the bus, I'm already on the bus. That even though the essential nature of pleasure is found in Atik, mikol makom shorasho, the source of it is where? It's in the yesoid da Atik, like we said, in the foundation of Atik. And that foundation of Atik is melubush begolgalta da arech anpin. It's engarbed within the experience of arech itself, of waiting. By yesod hu b'chol makom b'chinas tainug, and there's a hidden tainug in that place. Va'al yidei ikar his kashrus v'chulei kenoida. V'nimsa, and it turns out that even b'toich even when a person finds themselves in truth far from that yichud, and a person is waiting and yearning, we've counted 49 days, we're ready for the Shahar Hanun, and then punkt comes Leil Shavuos, and it feels as boring as any other experience, and a person can lose their minds as a result of this. But if a person learns the secret of sepia and waiting, we come to find that even when we're far from the yichud, and a person is waiting and anticipating the moment to the point that they can experience unification, if a person connects to the element of Yesoid Da'atik that's engarbed within the inner interiority of Arich, a person has the capacity to draw pleasure from the very act of anticipation towards pleasure in spite of the fact that I have not yet reached that moment of pleasure. But this pleasure is not like any other pleasure that Bedera Klal arrives. Elahu gavoa mizeh harbe lamala. This pleasure that can be found in the experience of non-pleasure. the unfelt pleasure that becomes a site of pleasure itself, why is it greater? Diliosa b'chinas ha'yesoid da'atik da'ika va'atik be'ikra oineg va'yesoid sheba'alo yusharash v'ikaro hine b'skashusa d'zayisoid v'mis'anig al'etzem ha'amtona b'misiris nefesh ha'rishasho va'arich ya'ala tekef ha'yedei ha'yesoid shumaskil etan al'shoyrash ha'oineg v'ashroa da'atik. So what the Rebbe is pointing out over here, and the name of Rav Shmuel is saying in the name of the Rebbe, is that there's a unique element that we encounter at the moment of waiting and developing and cultivating patience, that hidden within the experience of patience is the foundation of all things, the willingness to wait. We see that the Iker Chet of Adam HaRishon was his inability to wait. Achal Pega. This is where all of the problems come from. So waiting is not just a punishment. If a person connects and attaches themselves to that which is present within the waiting itself, there's an even higher level of yichud, because it's a yichud that is still not expired. When any yichud takes place on the level of atik, once the yichud happens, the yichud dissipates. But on the level of arich, a person is at the point where the yichud has not yet taken place, but I'm still able to experience the pleasure of the yichud as if it has taken place. But at this point, it's not dissipating as if an event had just happened, but rather it's a maintained sense of pleasure because nothing has happened yet. I know that in the waiting as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with me. Sheshoimer umetzape el hayichud, that a person is guarding and waiting for the yichud, misanig al etzem haamtana, and they're taking pleasure and joy in the essential act of waiting from the aspect of the yisoid of atik that is mislabish in it. And just to go a little bit weiter, kamam ramzal kola koveya makom letzvilaso, everybody who sets, who kind of waits in a particular place for their davening, the daika kvius hamtana miblishi aniachas makomo. Kvius hamakom means to plant my feet firmly in place in spite of the fact that the thing that I desire has not yet arrived. I am koveya myself. I wait. I wait in this place. I create a permanency for myself in this place. It's specifically the kviya hamtana belisha yeniachas makomo, without letting go of it. Hushi avo ela makom shu soda tvila. That's going to bring me to the true place of plida, the shlemus of sha'ashui ha'amuna v'dveikus ha'atik. And Rav Shmuel continues, and he says, just to end with this paragraph, he says as follows. He says that this, in truth, is the ascendant purpose of all of creation. But there are klal, we think that Hashem wants us to find him in yichud. He wants us to find us in the yediyah of all of Shas and all of Torah. But in truth, what a person has to learn, especially in Chag HaShavuos, is to be satisfied with the little bit that they get in Torah, because the little bit that they get in Torah also contains the entirety of Torah. And when we uncover the fact that the yichud can be found even in the opposite of the yichud, which is the waiting for the yichud and the patience for the yichud, at that moment we reveal to Hashem that we don't need your revelation in order to celebrate with you. We can celebrate with you even prior to your revelation. And that's the secret of the capacity to develop patience and the willingness to descend down deep into places that appear to be devoid of yichud, in the ability to go down into shas, right, into poiskim, into the halachic sugyos with all of the myriad details, into the myriad details of Kabbalah. For someone who's only looking for a yichud, for someone who's only looking for a pure experience of godliness at that moment, they're going to be miserable if they're learning the particularities of Kabbalah and Hasidus. But we see in our generation such a reboy of lumdus into the prate pratim of Torah, into the prate pratim of Kabbalah. And as Rav Shmuel points out, this is a remez to the fact that the further one down goes, the further down one goes into the particulars prior to the arrival of the general qualities of yichud, a person will uncover more and more moments of yichud. So a person has to be patient in this world. It's not a question. Patience is a necessity. The world doesn't care when we're in a rush. The world doesn't care necessarily if we want things done quickly, nor does the world necessarily care about the undying desire that we've had for so long for things to arrive already, for things to come already. But what the tzaddikim are pointing out to us here, what the Rebbe is pointing out, is that it's not that the waiting is just a secondary stage of experience prior to fully experiencing the thing, but rather the waiting itself has to be uncovered, to be revealed, to be part and parcel of the thing itself. And we serve Hashem in the Hamtana. We serve Hashem and the patience and the willingness to wait even though we don't know why we're waiting, a continuous waiting, even when a person is screaming, ad masai, a person is still willing to wait. And in that secret, that's when the Torah arrives. The Torah comes behesachadas, Mashiach comes behesachadas. It doesn't come from counting 49 and then counting 50. It comes by counting 49, having a hesachadas, realizing that the thing has not yet arrived, and then having that thing arrive. It's an avoida that is rooted in an avoida, but its end result is a matana. This was the mistake that Klal Yisrael made when Moshe Rabbeinu came down a little bit late. A little bit late, and we quickly said, we can't be mamten. We don't have the secret of waiting. We need something real. We need something tangible. And Klal Yisrael Be'emes, we're the ones who have fought every ounce of history against the need for something tangible. We're the ones who continue to wait. We're the ones in the world who say, no, Mashiach has not yet arrived. We're still waiting. Echakelo, and in that secret of Jewish patience and the patience of what it means to be a Jew is the secret of the Yisoid Da'atik, the highest level of possible experience that's mislabish in Ratzon. What this means on a practical level is that on Leil Shavuos, if a person doesn't necessarily feel the Ha'aros that they expect to feel as a result of learning the Svarim HaKadoshim and they go to Mikvah and they don't feel anything, what we have to reorient ourselves to is that this very feeling of not feeling anything is the exact feeling that we sometimes have to feel. It's what's referred to as hamshachas hatainuk habilti murgash into a murgash. It's drawing down an unfelt pleasure into a sense of feeling it. Ah, there's nothing to feel. I feel that I don't feel anything, and in my awareness of not feeling anything, even when I should feel something, I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we can continue to wait until the point that a person doesn't have to wait anymore, and Mashiach should be revealed, and the Torah Kedoshah should be revealed fully, and we should be zeichet to a Chag Kasher v'Sameach, and to a Shaar Nun, and a Kabbalah Satorah Mechadash, as Rabbi Nachman wanted to bring down in the Maaseh Melechem. And we should be zoicha to understand what the Vilna Gaon says, is that really, in truth, the entirety of the Torah is comprised in the first word of Bereishis. And not only that, but it's contained within the first bays of Bereishis. And then we have Rav Shmuel Luria, who spent a lot of time providing manuscript work for the Gra, and he added something, and he says, no, in truth, and the Rishoner, the Halakha Rishoner, says this as well, that in truth, it's not only in the bays of the Torah, but it's the tiny black dot in the center of the bays that contains the entirety of the Torah. That black dot of waiting, that focus of the mind, that attention of the self and the attunement of the mind to that particular point and to be koveya that makom and not to let go of it, that's where the yichud comes from. And pesa pesam bazos yavo aron el hakodesh. It's with this waiting, bazos and malchus, where it doesn't arrive, that's how we suddenly find ourselves in the kodesh hakodashim, be'ezras Hashem.